Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Palmer's Gable.
Dear listeners outside, today it's going to be galactic, and welcome to a new podcast episode. This is in English again because of our today's very special guest. And with him, an absolute legend of music has joined us on the couch. After his former band cancelled their sales at the end of the last year, he is going the opposite way and has a brand new studio album out now and bursting with vitality and energy, and it's probably why it's called 10,000 Volts and has become an incredibly strong album. And who would have thought that I would be allowed to say this, but I'm really pleased that Ace Frehley is with me today. Hello, Ace.
Hi, Marcel. So happy to be on your podcast, Palmer Sable, and let's rock and roll.
All right. Party every day. You've been on stage over 50 years. You've felt stadiums and arenas. You're known for...
Do I look that old?
No.
I had two facelifts. But they were like way back when. My last facelift was 25 years ago.
And you're really pretty good, looking good.
Well, the reason I think I look good is because, number one, I stopped drinking and doing drugs, and I lost 45 pounds.
Oh, perfect. So do you act like a sportman, or do you have any activities that will fit you?
Well, I work out. And we're in my recording studio now. And work down here a lot. And do a little gardening. You know, I have 5 acres here with a long driveway. We're 1,000 feet above sea level. Very private. All right. You know, I have a hot tub in the backyard that seats 6 people. And
oh, okay.
It's wonderful here.
And dear listeners, I'm looking to a very good looking guy, a very young looking guy, and you have a very personal guitar playing, and you can look back on a unique career. So Ace, how does it feel for you when artists like Dimebag Darrell or Tom Morello name you as their biggest influences, and countless musicians have picked you the guitar themselves simply because of your style and stage presence? How does it feel for you?
It's very flattering, you know. I didn't expect that to happen so often in my career, but it's very flattering, you know. I'm not the greatest guitar player out there. You know, sometimes I miss a note here or there. You know, some people say I'm a sloppy guitar player, but so is Keith Richards and so is Jimmy Page. So I'm in good company.
So don't be shy, you're a pretty good guitar playing guy and a very spectacular playing guy. And you have a new record out now, it's called 10,000 Volts, and it's been more than 54 years since your first solo record in the 70s. How much of the spirit of that old record can be found in the latest Ace Frehley album?
There's more spirit because it's mostly me. You know, and on this last record, 10,000 Volts, it's primarily me and Steve Brown who breathed life into these songs. You know, and then we got people to play drums and bass. But me and Steve, you know, I did all the vocals and most of the guitar solos. Steve did a lot of the harmonies. My fiance Laura did the harmonies in the chorus on Constantly Cute. I'm a very strong believer in too many people in the kitchen spoil the stew. So when I'm recording, it's usually just me and one other person. And the beauty of working with Steve Brown is he's an excellent engineer. You know, normally when I'd have a guest work with me on a song, I'd have to pay an engineer to engineer it on Pro Tools. But Steve did all the engineering. And it made life a lot easier. It made songs move along a lot quicker because we didn't have to wait.
Yes, and you have also a focus on your guitar playing and the vocals.
Yeah, I mean, I forget things as quickly as I say them. I mean, a lot of times I'm writing lyrics and I'll go, Steve, write that down because I can't write fast enough. Sometimes when I'm writing lyrics, it almost feels like they're getting beamed into my head. I don't know if some alien force is doing it or what happened. They end up having, they make sense and they have a lot of panache and creativity. I've always been good at writing lyrics. It's never been an
Of
effort to
course.
me. I've met so many guitar players who write songs and they write the music, then they got to get a lyricist because they can't write lyrics, but I can do it all.
All right. And you've done it very well on your new record and on your last regular album, Spaceman, if you exclude the two cover albums. And Spaceman is 5.5 years old. So, how has Ace Frehley's rock sound developed in that time, in that 5 years? In your opinion, what are the differences between Spaceman and 10,000 Volts?
Spaceman was engineered by Alex Salzman, a great engineer that I've worked with on several records. But like I said, this album was engineered by
Steve.
Steve Brown, and we mi ha was mixed and mastered by someone else whose name escapes me because I have no fucking memory. I just kind of go along with the flow. The first song me and Steve wrote together here was Walking on the Moon. We just hit it off so famously. I knew from that day on that, we were going to make a great record. And he looked at me and he goes, Ace, you let me work with you and co-produce this album with you, and I promise you it'll be one of your best albums to date. And he was right.
Yes, of course. You've mentioned Walking on the Moon, and I read that Walking on the Moon was the original title for your new record. So, what were the
Oh.
reasons that you've changed the title into 10,000 Volts?
Yeah, I really don't wear a spaceman suit anymore or wear the Kiss makeup. I haven't worn it in 20 years plus. So it's like I wanted to maybe get away from it since the last album was called Spaceman. And I was looking at the artwork for Walking on the Moon and it had me in a space suit, so on and so forth. So I said, why don't we, since I was really happy with 10,000 volts, I said, why don't we call the album 10,000 volts and bring in electricity and lightning bolts and all sorts of shit? And it worked.
Yes, and it's such a powerful title for that powerful record. And on this record, you've been working with Anton Figg as your drummer again. Never change a winning team. What makes working with him so special?
Because he's one of the best rock drummers in the world. He just performed with Eric Clapton in England. They did a tribute to Link Wray. And Anton Figg is one of the most respected drummers in the business. He's played on probably 500 albums in his lifetime. So, but I discovered him and he played on my first 1978 solo album. And he blew me away, and we've been working on and off together ever since.
So there are very much, there are many parallels between your first solo record and the new solo record.
Yeah. Plus, Anton, me and Anton kind of have, not only are we friends inside the studio, but we're friends outside the studio. We used to hang out together. I used to go out to his house in the Hamptons and go to the beach and spend a week there years ago. We just became close friends, after the success of my solo record, and we've been close friends ever since, even though he's busy doing one thing and I'm busy doing another. But he just recently bought a house 45 minutes from me. So that's going to make it a lot easier.
And never change a winning team. Let's have a quick look on your title track. I like the chorus. She hits me like 10,000 volts when I saw her face. Are you thinking of someone special in general, or does it mean to symbolize a feeling?
Most of the songs, I kind of thought about my fiance Laura, I guess. She stole my heart 5 years ago, and we're engaged now. You see her in the video, Cherry Medicine. Yeah, so, I'm very happy. We're living together now in an 8,000 square foot home, and I've never been happier. So I think, you know, behind every great man is a great woman, and she's a very talented artist. She came up with the title for Constantly Cute by accident. She was talking to me, and we were looking at photographs of me from the 70s on through to today. I said, you know, you can see that I'm aging, Laura, and I have wrinkles here where I never had before. She goes, forget about it, Ace. You're constantly cute. And she kept talking. I said, wait, stop. And I wrote down Constantly Cute because I said, that's a fantastic song title. So I called up Steve to come over, and we ended up writing a song called Constantly Cute. I wrote the majority of the lyrics, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out. Laura sang on the pre-chorus and the chorus harmonies.
So a big rock and roll love story behind this.
One big happy family, you know. In Cherry Medicine, the beautiful girl with the leopard top is her daughter, and two of the younger girls are her friends from school. The blonde with the long hair was Scott Coogan, my drummer's girlfriend.
Okay.
And the brunette with the short hair, that's my other guitar player's wife. They have two children. We did it with people we know, and the filming of that video went real smooth.
All right. Let's have a quick look into your past, into the year 1984. The song Back Into My Arms is a little bit older and was already written for Friday's Comet.
It's a lot older. It's like 35, 40 years ago.
Oh, okay. So how did it become that you have been used on it?
Well, I did a demo of it and never decided to put it on a record. And then while I was working with Steve actually in his basement studio, because he has a studio 40 minutes from me, we were on YouTube looking through Ace Frehley songs, and he saw the demo Back Into My Arms Again. He goes, what's this? I go, it's just some love song I wrote. And he listened to it. He goes, this is great. We got to re-record this. I said, okay, let's try it. We just redid it a little better with today's production. And I think my voice is stronger now than it was back then, because I've been doing a lot more singing. You know, I didn't sing that much in Kiss live. I only sang one or two songs plus backgrounds. And, you know, now I'm singing, you know, 8-9 songs a night. You know, some of the guys in my band each sing a song. You know, so my voice has gotten stronger. And I think that's one of the reasons the vocals on this record sound so strong.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously I doubled my voice, but everybody does that. You know, but I've read some remarks, and people are saying that I auto-tuned my voice. Which means auto-tune is a plugin by Pro Tools that if you sing sharp, it lowers the sharp. And if you sing flat, it raises it. But I never use that program. You know, what you're hearing is what you get. I hit the notes. I have perfect pitch in the studio. So I you know, if I hear something flat, I'll hear it right away and go, I got to re-sing that.
And
And
I really like the vocal performance on this record very much. Like the powerful chorus, like the powerful riffs, like a powerful guitar style as well. It's a pretty good record. And I've one little question right now. And if I can ask anyone this question, that it will be you. You've been on stage for over 50 years, and your shows have always been very spectacular. In your opinion, how much has the life and the entertainment quality of concerts changed over the years?
well, I can't actually move around as quickly as I used to because, my body, I've been in six car accidents, and several bar fights. And it's, my body's starting to wear out. So, I have to take better care of my body. I mean, I work out every day, but, there's things. Like, the back bends I used to do, you see the photographs in the early 70s, where I bend all the way. I have four herniated discs in my back now. So I can't do that anymore. I can't jump around because I have herniated discs in my knees. So, I do as much as I can, but, it's nothing like I used to do when I was in my 20s. But I think people are that come to see me, respect that and really are coming to see the music and the smoking guitar and the light guitar. We all have a lot of fun, by the end of the night, everybody's up on their feet. And I just like to make people happy. It makes me happy.
And it makes us happy if we can hear your new music.
Yeah.
And probably in sometimes life. And so are there any plans to go on tour with this album, like in Europe or in North America?
Well, I'm getting booked up for the rest of the year in North America. I really wanted to come to Europe this summer, but I'm having problems renewing my passport, so it probably won't be till next summer.
And we will see us again. So, Ace, is there anything you want to mention about this new Ace Frehley powerful record?
Well, I'm very pleased with it. I don't have really any regrets about it. I sequenced the record and I'm really happy with the sequencing because, it starts off heavy and then, halfway through the record, you get back into my arms again, and then it starts building again, and then it ends with the instrumental. So I'm happy with the way it's sequenced. I'm happy with the cover and all the graphics that the record company's artists have come up with.
So, Ace, it was a really, really big honor for me to speak with you. So, thank you very much for your time again. I wish you all the best. I wish we can see us in the next summer and take care of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Marcel. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.